Our featured guest in studio, voice Darling Jones, Hoshindo Sensei. We've been talking about this practice of Hoshindo. Also, a link on the website. I might mention the website because you can kind of follow along at HoshindoHealingArtsInstitute.org, which has been founded by voice. Let's go back. You wanted to talk a little more about the rapidity of this, how quickly people respond, as you did when you seriously injured your knee in Japan, which started this whole thing. I mean, you must have said, wow, of all the things I've done, from consular to tea proprietor, and doula maybe, this is an intriguing practice, ancient practice, and you ended up becoming a sensei. So what about the rapidity of this?
Well, Hoshin creates a really rapid healing response to physical traumas and injuries, and which was, the effect that I had. And it sends regenerative signals throughout the body's energy channels. Mm-hmm. And research in East Asia, there's been a lot of research on this. They found that certain suboes, which are the meridian points on the body, are sometimes called an acupuncture point. We call them api points. Strategic conductors of electric signals. And so stimulating these points along the meridian channels enables those signals to be relayed at a greater speed than under normal, conditions. And so the Hoshin technique appears to begin the flow of pain-reducing biochemicals and of immune system cells to specific sites on the body. So you have a release of four different neurotransmitters, critical in improving cognitive function, which is very useful with some of the disorders that we deal with. And so it contains a lot of therapeutic properties.
Wow.
And that's how it works so well.
And there's also related products, which we'll talk about in a moment. Maybe this is a good time to discuss the applications of Hoshindo, Meridian, and apitherapy, and different from other forms. Now, I know some of our listeners have heard of a bee therapy using a stinger, or maybe even an injection of the venom directly. This is a little different, so maybe you would distinguish those. And then let's talk about some specific approaches to dis-ease or imbalances in the body that the tapping and the venom will quickly remedy, as you just pointed out.
Well, to begin with, as far as apitherapy itself is concerned, Hoshin is like a form of Japanese meridian apitherapy. And so when you bring in the word meridian, you're really dealing with all the different points on the meridians of the body. And so anyone who is familiar with acupuncture would understand that aspect. In the apitherapy that's practiced primarily in the U.S., it's done with a full bee sting, where the full bee is placed on the body mm-hmm. and allowed to stay there for up to 15 minutes. And what we found, I guess, through the centuries in Japan was that the bee venom sac will be emptied between 90 and 120 seconds. So you don't need to let it sit on the body, which is kind of terrifying, for 15 minutes. However, for someone, there are many people who started doing apitherapy in this country because of things like MS, and they would start raising bees and then just putting full bees on themselves. And so that can work substantially for doing things for oneself in that way, for those types of disorders. With Hoshin, it has more of a scientific basis in that we deal with five elements, which is an ancient tradition. We deal with the suboes, with taking the health summary, reading those pulses, having an understanding of what to really seek while you're treating a patient, what you're looking for. And it's a tapping that is basically painless. You have maybe a tingling sensation, which you probably know from your own experience.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like it's a little sharp prick for a second, and then it's gone, you know?
Now, the worst part of it, from my standpoint, is, you know, a day later, 2 days later, you might have an itchy area.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to Sensei here, get some Caladryl or some homeopathic
Apis
remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know...
It takes the itching, burning sensation away.
It does.
Yeah. And to have a reaction is really a good sign because it means that your immune system is actually functioning.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of the disorders that are dealt with in Hoshin-Do have to do with autoimmune and inflammatory disorders.
Oh, well, I have a good party going around my navel right now from the last time, so I'm getting good results. I'm looking at the brochure, which I'm sure that Voice will make available to you. It says that we talked about the painless nature, that it is... an anti-inflammatory or autoimmune responder. And so many of our problems in healing these days or immune system disorders are around inflammation, no? I mean, isn't this what you're finding, that a lot of people are inflamed somewhere?
It seems like everything starts with inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're finding out more and more that this is the case. And there are many more autoimmune disorders which stem from any number of things, from genetically modified foods to global warming and, you know, a lot of new diseases coming up like Lyme disease and things of that nature that are, you know, very debilitating. And so with the Japanese meridian therapy, you can deal with a number of things that go from dealing with allergies to spondylitis, arthritis, asthma, you know, right on down the line.
Chronic pain. Now, here's one down here, sciatica, or, you know.
Yes, and shingles. I've had a number of cases of shingles this year.
Yeah.
And the bees can usually solve the shingles within 6 weeks, and sometimes a little bit longer. It depends on the age of the person.
We got to get Elizabeth in for. I've circled a couple of things that I just noticed for her, so we need to get her in to see you sooner than later. Also, okay.
You would think that if someone has shingles and they're in pain, that to have a bee sting tapped, you know, a bee sting or tapped onto the body would make them feel worse, but it actually begins to get rid of the pain itself, and to begin to clear up the inflammation.
Is there anything that you wouldn't, say, tackle with this Hoshin-Do protocol if somebody came to you and whatever? You know, we won't get specific, but I mean, let's say a life-threatening illness. Let's say they had environmental problems. I mean, a lot of the issues that we're all facing, whether it's inflammation or a specific disease that's manifested in the body, comes from the environment, toxins, and the toxicology of living in. We're lucky in Santa Fe; it's not even a big city. Would you be willing to try anything with the apitherapy?
Yes, when there are some real serious disorders, uh-huh. Everyone has their primary, you know, Western doctor, and on many occasions they've referred clients to me to help to maintain a certain balance in the body and to help with pain. And so I've worked in that way. But
and I know, I won't mention any names, I know an MD who I have a friendship with who also had, I think, treatment for a knee or a leg similar to your injury.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Very successfully.
Right. And so, but the bees themselves can basically heal many disorders, mm-hmm. that... you know, that a lot of us are faced with right now, especially with the inflammation and the autoimmune disorders.
Let's move from disorders or dis-ease a little bit to something else, like, you know, when you get your car tuned up and it runs better. I see short-term memory loss, which maybe is a disorder, but...
what did I come into this room for?
right. I don't know. Well, at least somebody's running our minds for a little bit here. tune-ups, general maintenance, improving one's memory, and bringing somebody back up to more full potential in their physiology and their physical body, just with maintenance taps. Is that something that you would recommend?
Well, by using the Hoshin technique, you can basically deal with cognitive dysfunction, which is a major issue once we get over, well, I would say even as early as 45. I've had a few clients that are already having trouble at that age. But especially as we get a little bit older and get to the 60 mark, we begin to feel like we're not remembering quite as well. We're forgetting numbers and so on. And I find that the combination of the Hoshin technique and having stings actually into the head, into the skull, you know, tapping on the skull, and doing royal jelly and propolis in particular, and taking bee pollen, all are very helpful for cognitive dysfunction, as one example.
And I've been doing that. As you can see, I'm very sharp and clear in the moment. I've been doing all those things. And what I want to do is take one more break, if we can, and we'll have a final segment here. And we will talk more about these products and also invite you to the Institute's one-year intensive course of study, which is coming up this year in 2012. So we shall return.